Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not just saying that for fluff. I'm saying that to really say thank you from the bottom of my heart for everybody that's been listening. This has been a big blessing. It's a big growing community who wants to listen to real love talk, to real talk when it comes down to love and relationships in our community, so that way we can build better communities. And I also want to thank everyone for making last week our highest rated show ever. And I keep saying it each and every week, because each and every week it's been building, it's been growing. So thank you each and every person to making the highest rated show ever. And also for the Rod Stevie show as well, just want to thank you for that. And be prepared, there's going to be more shows coming. We have a health and wellness show that's going to be coming very soon. And I want to just give a big shout out to my girl Lisa up here in Baltimore. Mall location in Baltimore. We had a big party for her. She's doing some big things in the health and wellness industry with Nerium products. If you want to find out more about Nerium products and find out what they're all about, you can hit her up. Actually, you can hit me up to find out more information. TQ Mind on Facebook.com at TQ Mind. You can hit me up on Twitter, rsteve44. Or you can email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. And as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Minds by Rod, and we're having some big Mother's Day specials for those who are listening, and also for our mothers. We're 50% off all the services. We come to you. We make it convenient and affordable. Once again, you can go on Facebook.com/TQMind for more information, and we'll definitely give you all the information in regards to rates and availability for this Mother's Day period. And one more sponsor we have, DJ Knock and the Fleet DJs. They're going to be at the 555 Club in Gaithersburg, Maryland. For those who are in the DMV, definitely take a look at my man DJ Knock at 555 Restaurant and Lounge on Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland. He's doing some big things right now. He's probably got the record spinning right now, and that's a real DJ putting on some real music. So definitely give him some love by going to the 555 Club tonight. So tonight's topic is the best thing I've never had. And people look at that and they're trying to figure out what the best thing I've never had is. But I think a lot of us have been in this situation. You either were the person that was out to, you know, to befriend someone. And you become friendly with a person. And this person trusts you. They share all their intimate secrets with you. They go out with you. You go out on, you know, on outings, food, restaurants, to movies. You know, you sit back in the house and you watch movies together. But there always was this one little aspect that did not create that love connection. And the best thing I never had is all about trying to find out why there wasn't that love connection. Why? So start from the beginning, talking about, you know, the people that are involved in the best thing I've ever had, that good friend that you always go to but you don't see as a love interest, why that's the case. Why is this a positive aspect in a person's life? Have that person that they can go to, that confidant, especially of the opposite sex, even though you know that they're not going to be that romantic interest. and also why it can be a negative viewpoint when it comes down to being in a relationship. If you're already in a committed relationship and you have this person that is a good friend, sometimes people can find it as a benefit. Sometimes people find it as a detriment because they don't see the value in having this person as your good friend. So if you are, if you have a comment on this or a question on this, you can log on. The chat lines are open right now, so you can log on to the chat lines. And also, we do have the phone lines open as well, 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228 for those who want to chime in and give their two cents on this particular topic. And once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And this is called The Best Thing I Never Had. So to begin with this particular topic, you have to look at why there's people that's in your life in this particular situation. You have that person that you share your personal thoughts with, the person that's a really good friend, the person that is always there for you. You know, you spend so much time with this person, you spend so much time together, you feel so comfortable around this person, but you never truly seem to have that intimate connection. So I was throwing this topic around, trying to find out why people feel like there's maybe not the intimate connection. And there are some people that say, well, the intimate connection could have been there if they asked. Sometimes people feel like if you just simply address the feelings that you have for a person, that they will gravitate to you. But that's not the case. This comes back to a topic that we had a few weeks ago, good girls going bad, and talking about why good girls like the bad guys. And you have guys, especially. This comes with especially us men. We don't want to be that dude. You know, that dude is the one that will try to push the issue so much that it turns negative. You know, things might be going well. You know, you hang out all the time. You're talking on the phone. You're being very personal and intimate in a certain way as a friend with this person, with this female. But the thing is, you don't want to be that dude that's going to push the issue. Like, okay, so when are we going to get together? When are we going to hook up? When can I hit it? And you'll be surprised how many guys feel that they don't want to put on that persona or that image that will portray you will be that dude. You will be that one that will ruin the entire relationship, the entire friendship that you have with this person, because they want to be the one that is pushing the issue. And personally, I can say I've been in that particular situation. I've been in a situation where I didn't want to be that dude. I didn't want to be that one that was going to press the issue. You know, the person was very friendly. The person is very close with you, and you feel like, okay, this person here, I know I can have a lifelong friendship with. So if you have a lifelong friendship with that person, you don't want to be that dude that's going to mess up that entire friendship by trying to pursue something either emotionally or sexually or something that will take it to another level. There's many levels to friendship, and you got to find out what your level of friendship is. It's like going to the minor leagues and going to the big leagues. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with having that, you know, with being that being a double-A player. And that double-A player is a player that gives you a lot of insight, gives you a lot of instruction, can teach you a lot of things, but might not be ready for that major league level. So there's nothing wrong with that particular aspect in a relationship, and that's where that second level of friendship becomes a play. Now, women, unfortunately, are really good at creating this second level of friendship. They create this level where they'll say, I have a multi-level friend. They say, I got this friend here that I go shopping with, this friend here that I am personal with, this friend here that I'm just strictly sex with. And there's a lot of females that are like that. So the guy has to figure out what role they have. And the female also has to figure out where they place this person in their particular life. And is it fair for that person to feel like, oh, man, I can't, you know, even think about pursuing being with this person, being with her, because I don't want to ruin that friendship? Might not be fair, but you got to understand where your role is. For females that have men in this situation, the key to this is not to lead them on to believe that there's actually a chance that you can get with, that they can get with you. Sometimes, and I'm going to get in trouble with this, I really don't care, but sometimes women will lead a man on to believe they may have an opportunity, they may have an option to say, okay, you know what, we're good friends now, but something might develop out of this, something might grow out of this, so just keep on doing what you're doing and things are going to develop. Man, I'm telling you right now, if you are in a relationship with someone, a friendship, I should say, with someone that is pushing this along, then you don't want to do that. You don't want it, then you better make sure you set the guidelines. Make sure you set the guidelines and make sure they know that, you know, that you are more, you want to be more than just a friend. Because if you don't, then you'll be stuck in this friend zone forever. And there's nothing wrong with being in the friend zone if the expectations were set from the beginning. If the expectations were not set from the beginning and you actually thought that you had a chance to be with this person, then you are going down the wrong path. And that's the worst thing that you want to do. You don't want to be in that path where you're looking to do something or pursue something that's bigger than what it's actually going to be. These are two words of wisdom right here. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. We're talking about the best thing I never had. This is Mr. Rod Stevie on the line, and we are talking about that friend zone, that friendship level where there's people that may string you along, that may lead you along and say, hey, you know what? I feel that I need to take this to another level, but he's not going that next step. No one's not going that next step because you haven't pressed the issue too much. You know, you don't want to press it too much where there's a conflict in the relationship. But your emotions. Tell him or her how you feel. And I say him or her because, you know, you have the roles get reversed as well, where females are stuck in their friend zone. It doesn't happen too often because with men, when a female shows interest, 9 times out of 10, we're going to show that interest back just because of the fact that she's pursuing. It is very uncommon, very rare that a man will display this particular element where they say, you know what, we're just good friends. I don't want to push it any further because I respect you as a friend. And that's being real. That's being real. That's, you know, that's, I'm not saying it doesn't happen because I have done it both ends. You know, I've been with a good friend to people who want to take it to another level, but you keep it at their friend zone. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with avoiding that sense of physical or emotional interruption. This is where the friend zone comes into play because people might want to avoid that physical or emotional interruption. And what that means is, okay, we're friends, we've been good friends for a while, he knows everything about me, I know everything about her, so why not just try this one time to see how it feels, to see if this is the right thing, to see if we should take it to another level. And what happens with that interruption can cause a conflict in a long-term friendship. I have long-term friends because we never chose to pursue it any further. Short-term pain for long-term satisfaction. And what that means is that, yes, you may miss out on some good intimacy, very, you know, passionate, well, what you assume is passionate sex. That can definitely happen. But what you gain in the long term, you're gaining a long-term friend. You're gaining a friend that you can go to 15, 20 years down the line. You know, a lot of times this happens when you're in high school or when you're in college, you develop this friend zone. And you think, oh, man, you know, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. I'm 19, 20, 21 years old, and I don't want to miss out on this opportunity because this person is feeling me. I don't want to blow something that could possibly be bigger. But you got to look at the long-term aspect. If you take this time to realize, is this real? Is this something that I want to, invest my emotion in? Then if you take that little bit of time, then you might realize, hey, you know what? I might not be able to pursue anything emotionally when things are down to pick me up to do things long after that. There's that balance where you can say, you know what, I can call on this person now, and I know this person will be there for me 15, 20 years later. Like I said, it may hurt now. Believe me, it hurts. But you got to look at the long-term benefit of having a person like that in your corner. And that's where the friend zone, that's where that best thing I never had comes into a big play. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Entertainment. We're talking on a level that is a way to, one way is to do like I just said. You know, just kind of look at it as a way of suffering temporarily, physically, so that way emotionally you have a long-term friend. But what if you took that other direction? What if you were that person? What if you were that dude? And you were that dude that said, hey, I know that this person is a really good friend. I know that it's the person that I could probably have a friendship with for decades. But my physical emotion telling me, basically your body is telling you that, you know, I gotta see what happens. So you push the issue. What if you push the issue and that person wasn't feeling you the way you were hoping? Then what happens? Your relationship is done. You know, you're with that person. You're devastated. He's devastated. And you just ruined a great friendship. All right, that's number one. Number two scenario. What if he's like, you know what, I'm with it, and y'all do what y'all do. Next thing you know, it wasn't, you know, the relationship doesn't pan out. You ruined the relationship because you went forward with it. You know, you had sex with her, you became boyfriend, girlfriend, you became more intimate. Not even with the sex. This can happen without sex, and you can be in a relationship where it doesn't work out. And what happens? That's a relationship ruin. That's a relationship completely ruined because of the fact that you try to pursue something that wasn't truly there. You gotta read the emotions properly, because if you don't read the emotions properly, you may do something that you regret. And to do something that you regret can ruin a true long-term friendship. And that's where the friend zone is about. The friend zone is about developing a long-term friendship that may seem like it's frivolous now. May seem like it's, you know, not frivolous, but may seem like it should be more. But in essence, it is where it's supposed to be. So once you realize where your relationship is with that person and where your relationship should be with that person, then you'll have long-term effects that will surpass any physical emotion that you're feeling right now. And that is my word of advice for tonight. Now, the case of the ex tonight is a very unique case of the ex, because it's about a situation where they have children in the relationship, and their ex is such a really good friend. They've been having issues with their current person, their current man they're with, but their ex is such a really good friend. So it coordinates with what we're talking about with the friend zone, because some people might want to put that friend on layaway. Is that a good thing to do? That's what this person here was asking me as you know, case of the X, you can always email me at tweakingmindbyrod, tweet me at rsq44. We keep everything anonymous, so that way when you send me the information, we're going to get this out so that way people can benefit from it, but that way we'll keep everything confidential. So this person, got in a relationship with someone else, had children, and that person that she thought was the right one for her didn't do her right. So she's going back into the friend well to the person that was that friend, you know, that was stuck in that friend zone, the best thing she never had, so she thought. Now that friend was a friend on layaway that she's trying to make that withdrawal on right now. And she's asked me, did she do a bad thing? Yes. Yes, she did. She did a bad thing because she strung this dude along for a very long time. Now, when things are bad, when things aren't going well with the person that she's with, she wants to go back into that well and go into taking out and withdrawing the friend on layaway. That's not fair to her children. That's not fair to the man that she kept on layaway for a long time. And that's not fair to herself because she's confused in her own personal emotions and is messing up the relationships that she has with everybody. Be careful with this particular friend. And that's what happens. You deposit so many emotions with a particular friend. You deposit so many feelings with a particular person that you feel like you keep putting these deposits in, and that friend becomes that love on layaway. And that is not a healthy way to develop a good friend. Saying that, okay, you know what? We might not be right now, but I'm just going to keep depositing these emotional feelings in you so that way hopefully I can withdraw that and bring out a good benefit. Just like you put when you put anything on layaway. It may be the hot new thing when you put that product on layaway. Say, you know, people are probably, you know, people put that Samsung S5 on layaway, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, they put that deposit down and they say, okay, when I get my paycheck, I'm going to pay it off. But then the paycheck wasn't as good as they thought it was going to be, so they put a couple more dollars into that S5, a couple more dollars into the S5 and keep putting in money, feeding it. But by the time they decide, okay, you know what, I'm going to take the S5 out, the S6 is already out of production. So they put all this, they invested everything on layaway for this device, for this product, and now when they finally get it out, it's already obsolete. It's already outdated. It's already not being able to be used the way they want it to be used. And some people do that with their friends. They deposit all these emotions in this friend and don't realize that once they try to withdraw that, the emotion is just basically worthless because this could have been a person that you could have been with that would have been there for you, that would have cared for you, that would have done the things that was necessary for you to be happy, but you decided to invest it in somebody else. That's wrong for everybody involved. So the words of wisdom to this person that had that friend on layaway, the one that was in that friend zone, don't string a person along to the point where you're putting their emotions and putting your emotions and putting the feelings of everybody around you in danger and in trouble. And these are my words of wisdom here. We are live in Baltimore right now, and I just want to give a big shout out to Lisa for this particular event and for inviting me to this event. It was really fun. There's a lot of big things that she's doing, a lot of big things that this particular company is doing. Want to find out more information about it, please hit me up on Facebook at TQMind. You can email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com or tweet me at rsq44. Always, as well, you can hit up Doug Love on Twitter at DOFresh to hear his words of wisdom and his insight. I'm going to be posting his words of wisdom on tonight's topic as well tonight as well on my Twitter. So we're doing some big things. May is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. I'm going to talk to a lot of people when it comes down to relationships with their mother and their relationships with their mate. There's a big correlation between who you date and who you're in a relationship with, the way you interact with your mother. That's what we're talking about because we as men, we may put on the front saying, I don't want anybody that's like my mother, but 9 times out of 10, 9.5 times out of 10, we are with someone that is just like our mother. And we may deny it, and your mate may deny it, but I guarantee you it's the truth that your mate is probably like your mother. So that's what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. We're going to bring up a couple other options. So we got some really big things going on. Also, with the Raj TV show this weekend, please tune in. We are going back to our 11 o'clock slot. It's a half-hour slot. We're talking about stand your ground, state in your cause. This is about a rehash of the stand your ground case in Florida with a young woman that's trying to defend herself, and she's still in jail right now. We want to try to get to the bottom of this. There's been new developments on that, and also stating your cause. And with this here, we're going to have my man Michael Thompson on. He really gave some good insight when it came to the history of religion. So I'm inviting him back for this particular show. And this particular show on Sunday is about the influx of movies, Christian-based movies. You know, you got Heaven is for Real, God is Not Dead, the Son of God, Noah. All these movies have been coming out on mainstream movie theaters. And we want to get to the bottom of, is this real? Are they out for the cause of trying to spread the gospel, or are they out for monetary gain? So we're going to talk about that on Sunday, and that's on the Rod TV show. Once again, I want to thank everybody that's listening. Everybody's listening to the podcast, has been going online and listening the next day. I appreciate everybody that listens live, you know, checking out that Friday night. I know there's a lot of things that go on Friday night. You're taking out your time on Friday night to talk to me and to listen to me and Doug Love, you know, kind of go on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour about love, relationships, sex, lust, lies, and a little bit of everything in between. But I appreciate all those that also go onto the podcast and podcast us and get out there and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to spend some time and listen to this podcast and try to learn something that will help grow our relationships as well. So that's been one of the big things that I've been gathering from everybody that's been listening, and I definitely want to sincerely thank everybody. And your thanks is not going in vain. We definitely want to try to do some big things very soon to do a fan appreciation. There's going to be some things available for fan appreciation to really show that in the last 6 months, we really appreciate what you've been doing with our show, listening to our show, helping our show develop and grow. So look out for those coming up in the next few months. And we have a few seconds left. I want to thank Toy Sugars for running the boards. Once again, you can hear her music, new EP coming out. Go and like her Facebook page, Facebook, Toy Sugars, Twitter, T-Sugars, 45. Go out and listen to her music, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, new music coming out very, very soon. And we're trying to get some really big things going. So until next time, this is Mr. Vice TV, and you're listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, on location in Baltimore. Going to be back in the most powerful city in the world next week. And once again, thank you, everybody. And Vice TV show Sunday night, 11 o'clock, 10 Central. Hope to hear you then. And we'll talk next week.